Well, as I said at the end of the last short reflection, the media at this time, just after Christmas, begins to feature what is coming in 2018. It looks ahead. And we have lists of forthcoming films, probably most of which I won't go to, forthcoming books, forthcoming plays, forthcoming TV programs, things not to miss, and particularly holiday offers to take advantage of. The media recognize that we are moving into a new future, and as potential consumers, they want us to take advantage of it. Well, our second reading is also one that's set for New Year's Eve, and it comes at a threshold moment for the children of Israel. They had almost completed their 40 years in the wilderness of Sinai after they had escaped from Egypt, and they're about to cross over the threshold of the Jordan River into the land of promise and leave behind the difficulties, the testings, the disappointments of the wilderness years, and to move into a more hopeful future. And Moses, who was speaking in that reading, is full of years and will not go with them as they enter into the new land. So he gives them a final charge before they cross, urging them to follow God's ways, the ways of life and prosperity, to follow God's commands, not to turn away from them after other gods, because turning away and not following what God has offered and urged them to undertake is a way of death and destruction. Death is the opposite of the life and peace that God offers and desires for those who follow him. Life is what he wishes. We can see what Moses understood and God understood life to be, because these words are given to the whole community, all the people, not just to individuals. And if we were to look back into other passages in the book of Deuteronomy, we discover that the way of life and peace involves good social relationships, not just worship, not just prayer, but it involves sharing feasts with the hungry, cancelling the debts that the poor cannot pay, organizing the governance and government to guard against excessive wealth, sharing hospitality with runaway slaves, paying workers promptly what they earn, and leaving the residue of the harvest for the disadvantaged. And one could continue on other things that God wanted the people to do, because that was the way of life for the whole community. So what life here means is describing a well-rounded community life with people working for the common good, particularly those who are least able to look after themselves, working together for the good of all. And death is all that goes against that, when those particular concerns of sharing, cancelling debt, guarding against excessive wealth are not observed. And often that would happen when the people turn to follow other gods. So life, choose life, the way of the common good, of living together, following what God wishes, or the way of disruption, destruction, all that goes against what God wishes. That is the choice of life or death that is set before the people before they cross the river Jordan. And it's a good way to ask ourselves whether, moving into the new year, we're going to choose the life, the way of life that God offers, of seeking to follow him, to live out as a community, as a nation, the commands that he has made, or to choose for the or not to contribute in that way, and that leads to the disruption that that is a consequence. Now, the Jesuits, in their talking about personal spirituality, the order of the Jesuit Roman Catholic Order had what they called the examen. The examen of life, in which they would listen to the moods and what was going on in their lives and listen to that which lifted their spirits, what they called consolation, and reflect on the day, a meeting, a week, and say, what lifted my spirit? What gave me life? And they would thank God for that and be aware of it. That which brought joy and life. And they would also look at, when was my spirit downcast? What lay behind that? What caused me to have that feeling of what they called desolation? So they would listen to the moods and the spirits within them as they in prayer and in meditation, so that that rounded community life of life could be fulfilled in their own individual lives as well as the way they lived out in community. Listening to what God is saying and giving us life in ourselves is one of the ways of choosing life, as well as acting in love of neighbor and concern for others. Consolation, lifting the spirit, that which gives us life, and that which is downbeat and that causes us heaviness of heart. So with that in mind and this reading before us, let's have another discussion, and this time turn to a neighbour, maybe a different neighbour if you've got a different neighbour, and ask, what are you looking forward to in 2018? What are you looking forward to? And the forward could be that which is hopeful and encouraging. It could be that which you anticipate with anxiety and with fear. So we'll break into our groups again. What are you looking forward to in the coming year?
Thank you.
right, if you'd like to draw those conversations to a close. And again, we'll have a moment of silence. This we often do in our home group when we go round the table, because we meet round our dining table and we share what our particular concerns are. And then we often just stop and we pray for the needs of the person on our left or on our right, which when you work it out is quite complicated actually, because everyone's going at any rate. But in silence, we just have a silent prayer and offer to God what that person has said. So let's do that now. Offer to God what the person who was speaking to has said. So, Lord, travel with us in the hopes and the concerns that we have for the weeks, the months, and the year ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we considered our personal hopes and concerns for 2018, but when we look at the news and the press and the international outlook, there are many threats and uncertainties in today's world. And so I wanted to conclude because at a time when the outlook was very bleak, 78 years ago, at Christmas 1939, with Europe at war, that George VI broadcast to the British Empire. And in that address, he quoted words from a poem that his daughter Elizabeth had given to him. And the poem was written by Minnie Louise Haskins, a lecturer at the London School of Economics, who died in 1950. And it's good to recall it now as we look at the wider scene. And the poem is entitled "The Gate of the Year." God knows. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night, and he led me towards the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. There follow four verses, one of which is this: God knows, his will is best. The stretch of years which wind ahead, so dim to our imperfect vision, are clear to God. Our fears are premature. In him, all time hath full provision. Amen. And now we're going to sing. This short song is known by some. We sang it once at a prison prayer meeting. How good is the God we adore. It's two.